الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A compilation of writings penned by the Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, during his journey to Medina, namely, Memories of Makkah and Medina. Alhamdulillah, this booklet contains around 29 pieces of writing from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Congratulations on the visit of Medina Munawwara. If only Baki. Compilers forward. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi nabiyyi al-kareem. Alongside being comprehensively impactful, the words that spring forth from the pens of Allah's servants are guiding lights, acting upon which leads to prosperity in both worlds. The work before you now, entitled Memories of Makkah and Medina, is a collection of Maulana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri's writings penned during his recent Umrah journey, 1444 AH according to 2022. Making a Muslim happy is indeed a hugely rewardable act, MashaAllah. In light of this, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah also wrote select hadith and narrations for Islamic brothers during his journey. To have this work truly reflect its name, writings from his previous journeys to Medina have also been enclosed. The second writing on page 15 and the first on page 18 are around 29 years old, whilst that on page 19 is from around 23 prior to the time of writing. May the mercy of Allah be upon the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, and may we be forgiven for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Kindle remembrance of Makkah and Medina in your hearts by listening to the words of a saint, and earn reward by distributing this booklet. If readers were to keep these saintly words with them during their travels to the Haramain and read over them from time to time, they shall find their passion and love increasing manifold, inshallah. Number 1. Travel belongings for Medina on the 25th of Dhul-Qadah, 1439 AH. Number 1. Rafiq al-Haramain. Number 2. Two ihrams. Number 3. Two new white garments. Number 4. Two white imamas. Two head wraps. Two white hats, three small hand towels. Number 5. Sunnah box, Qufle Medina pad. Number 6. Two miswaks. Number 7. Oil and comb. Number 8. Three alarm clocks. Number 9. Sleeping mat and pillow. Number 10. Three shawls, one brown and two white. Number 11. A few ballpoint pens. Number 12, a few coloured pens. Number 13, an old diary for writing purposes. Number 14, kohl stick for applying soil of Medina. Number 15, 33 piece prayer beads, a few electronic counters. Number 16, neck pouch. Number 17, bottle with a shoulder strap. Number 18, nylon belt for ihram. Number 19, toilet rolls. Number 20, 10 rupee notes in an appropriate amount. Number 21, as two small letter pads. Number 22, socks. Number 23, a pair of sandals. Number 24, small chair for sitting. Number 25, jug for wudu. Number 26, necessary medication. Number 27, tawaf tasbees for distribution. Number 28, fragrance free soap, clay plate and bowl. Number 29,
baking soda for cleaning teeth. Number 30, toothpicks or dental floss. Number 31, large can. Number 32, torch. Number 33, salt container. Number 34, luggage ribbon. Number 35, perfume. Select the required items according to your needs. Number 2. Allah! A runaway slave has set off for the court of his Mawlah. As a criminal halts out of awe, mercy calls coming to the fore. Come, come, this house is the most merciful's house. Written mid-flight en route to Medina. Number 3. Allah! Recalling the journey to Medina. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever withholds their anger, Allah will withhold his punishment from them on the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah, whilst writing this, our plane is swaying through the air of Arabia, headed for Jeddah. Behold, we near the coast of Jeddah. To Mecca we go, and then Medina. Memorable gifts from the journey to Medina presented to Haji Muhammad Amin Attari. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Allah. One good deed performed in the Haram of Mecca is equal to 100,000 good deeds, and one sin is equal to 100,000 sins. Alhamdulillah, at the time of writing, our plane is flying towards Jeddah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Allah. Memories of the journey to Medina. Allah says in Hadith Qudsi, whoever lowered his eyes from that I have ordained as haram, I will grant them safety from hell. Alhamdulillah, our plane is currently over Arabia. May my heart long for no other than him. May I go to him free from every worldly whim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Allah. Reveries of the journey to Medina. Allah says in Hadith Qudsi, O person, your religious matters cannot be perfect until your tongue is set right. And your tongue shall not be set right until you have modesty, ay haya, before your Lord. Alhamdulillah, our plane is flying towards Jeddah. Gifts for Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. Alhamdulillah, as I write this, our plane has entered the Hijaz. I have made an intention that during my journey to Medina, I will make dua for myself, for everyone affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami, and for all those who love Allah's Messenger. The dua of a traveller is accepted. It is stated on page 14 of Rafiq al-Haramain, whichever dua a Muslim makes for another Muslim in the latter's absence is accepted. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Allah. Memories of the journey to Medina. Before sleeping, always recite Ayatul Kursi once, as it is consistent protection against Satan and thieves. Alhamdulillah, we are travelling to Medina. Insha'Allah, soon our plane will land at Jeddah. Our ship
has reached the shore of Jeddah. To Makkah we go, we embark for Medina. Alhamdulillah, we have reached Jeddah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. Allah. Thoughts of the journey to Medina. Blessings are gained by asking others to make dua for you. There is greater hope of another's dua being accepted in your favor. Insha'Allah, our plane is going to land at Jeddah Airport soon. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 10. Allah. Recalling Makkah al-Mukarramah, Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. The well of Zamzam. By looking at Zamzam water, the eyesight is strengthened and sins are removed. Safety from humiliation and disgrace is attained by pouring 3 handfuls of it over one's head. Alhamdulillah, I wrote this after doing Umrah today. I also conveyed the reward of this Umrah to the committee head, Haji Imran Attari, and to all other committee members of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 11. Allah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when anyone returns from traveling, they should bring any kind of gift for their household, even if it is a stone in a pouch. Alhamdulillah, I write this whilst present in the fragrant atmosphere of Makkah. Insha'Allah, in a short while, we will set off for Medina. This message was written to be presented to Sayyid Arif Ali Shah. Soon we shall depart for the gardens of Medina. Insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 12. Allah. Memories of the path to Medina. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever goes to visit an ill person, a caller announces from the sky, glad tidings to you. Your walking is good and you have made a place in Jannah your residence. Alhamdulillah, this was written as our train moves towards Medina. Gifted to a member of the Central Executive Committee, Haji Fuzail Raza Attari. Medina is on the horizon. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 13. Allah. Recollections of visiting Medina. The sections of earth in physical contact with the sacred body of Allah's final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are superior to the Kaaba and even to the Arsh and Kursi. More hallowed than the Arsh is the Prophet's Rawza. Far greater than any place is the Prophet's Rawza. A rawza means garden. In this couplet, it is used to refer to where the sanctified body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is. Alhamdulillah, for this journey, this is our first night in Medina. This message is a gift for Haji Abdul Habib Attari. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 14. Allah. The sorrow of having to leave Medina. Farewell, O Master of Medina, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. With great regret, the time draws close to depart. Drowning in a deep river of grief is my heart. May Allah honor you, your late mother, and all your family members with forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Gift for Mufti Hassan Madani. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 15. O Allah, forgive all affiliated with Dawud-e-Islami and forgive the entire Ummah. O Allah, fulfill the permissible needs of all my Madani sons and daughters. Ameen. I write this with a sorrowful heart, hours but remain until I lose Medina. Soul-racking moments of separation have come. I ask everyone to continue doing the religious work of Dawud-e-Islami. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 16. Allah, a few moments left are what is fated. May my eyes cry blood until they are sated. Approximately 4.5 hours after writing this, if I am not granted a place in Baqi, I will lose Medina. Dedicated to Sayyid Ibrahim Shah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 17. Allah. Medina, the universal jewel. With regretful hearts we return, torn to pieces in separation. Medina has veiled from our eyes, and our train pulls us ever further away, back to Jeddah, and then. Leaving Medina, we return to the empty plains of the subcontinent. With regret, my senses themselves led me to this erroneous decision. Gift for Haji Abu Atif. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 18. Allah, we have left Medina. With regretful hearts we return, torn to pieces in separation. At this point, our train is taking me far away from Medina. If only Baqi was destined for me. O Allah, grant forgiveness without accountability to my only daughter, 3 granddaughters and their families. Show them Medina again and again. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 19. A few moments left are what is fated. May my eyes cry blood until they are sated. With immense sadness, we are leaving Medina. Number 20. Allah, oh, the heartache of being far from Medina. The beauty of that city is hidden from my view as I have left Medina. Sorrowful in separation is Attar. May I return as I have left Medina. A gift for the Central Executive Committee member, Haji Yafur Raza Attari, in the form of a message steeped in love for Medina. Although these words were not written in Medina, the paper they were written upon has been there and back.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.
Number 21. Alhamdulillah, the minarets of Masjid al-Haram are glowing in front of me. The building visible to our right is King Khalid's palace, built upon the world's oldest mountain, Jabal Abu Qubais. It is said the shrine of Prophet Adam alayhi salam is upon this. When Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, descended from paradise, it remained upon Jabal Abu Qubais for 1 month. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam split the moon whilst upon this very mountain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 22. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Written in Arabia. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam never uttered a superfluous word or laughed aloud. If these sunnahs were revived, the bounty of silence could then be attained. One goal behind showing you this writing penned in the resplendent atmosphere of Arabia is if the person showing you this does not take interest in conversing, please do not mind. Thank you. Note, please return after reading. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 23. Allah, let us head to Taiba. The caravan draws close to Medina. Qafila su'e Medina a raha hai ho karam. Sozishe sina ata ho ya nabi do chashme nam. Qafila ab chal Medina ka chala su'e haram. Ya Rasulallah sab par kijiye chashme karam. Qafile mein chal Medina ke hain jitne bhi sharik. Sab pe ho rahmat khuda ki Mustafa ka ho karam. Shahi wala main gunahgaron ka bhi sardar hoon. Tum shahe abrar ho ya sayyide arab o ajam. Fazl e rab se aap to har cheez ke mukhtar hain. Arsh e azam aap ka hai aap ke loh o qalam. Ya nabi mujhko bana do tum madine ka faqir. Main nahi hargiz nahi hoon talibe jao hasham. Ya nabi humko shafaat ki ata khairat ho. Aasiyon ka aapke haathon mein hai aka baram. Gumbad-e-hazra ko choome jis gari meri nazar. Us gari Allah dekhun jalwa-e shah-e-humam. Dam labon par aa gaya attar ka ya Mustafa. Ho karam shah-e-haram nikle tere jalwon mein dam. 7 lines were composed on the 14th of Dhul-Hijjah 1440 AH in Makkah. Amendments were made and 2 lines were added the next night whilst in the train going to Medina. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 24. Alhamdulillah, I am writing this whilst in Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahib as-salatu was-salam. As I do so, I recall Ya'fur, the fortunate mount of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is my wish, my longing, if only I were but a hoof of Ya'fur. If only I were but a mule or horse, which you had kept tied to a post. My heart desires, I call someone the name Yafur. So Haji Fayyaz's name henceforth is Muhammad, and for general usage, I have given him the name Yafur Raza. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 25. Allah, in the world however you wish, wander here and there. Yet this is Medina, so ensure to tread slowly here. Visitors to Medina should maintain utmost etiquette, lest the entire journey is wasted. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 26. Those that walk barefoot in the Haramain should pay attention. They should listen to this themselves and also read it to others. Always keep a pair of sandals with you in a shopping bag. The bag itself should not have anything written on it. Wherever there is water on the path, put on your sandals immediately, especially when you reach the stairs of the washrooms. Do not enter the toilets without sandals. Observe the same precaution in the washroom in your place of residence. Do not perform wudu at a basin whilst wearing sandals, as water remains spilled around it on the floor. If your sandals are impure, the impure water will splash onto your clothing. Remember, purity is a condition for salah. It is necessary to keep the feet, clothing, etc. pure. If the boundaries of Sharia are disregarded in the name of love, this is not love but ignorance instead. May Allah grant us true love for him and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Please convey this message to all Islamic brothers performing Hajj. When performing a wudu, never walk barefoot on the wet floor of washrooms. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 27. Allah, to all those who love Allah's messenger and travelling with us for Hajj. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ma sha Allah, I received messages of dua from various Islamic brothers. May Allah grant all of them immense reward and forgiveness without accountability. May Allah accept this dua in my favor also. Sadly, I am sitting alone in my home. Why have I returned from Medina? It is as though life has been extinguished. Inside the home, the atmosphere is one of silence. Outside the home, there is emptiness in the air. All my surroundings are muted and lifeless. Number 28. Allah, to all Islamic brothers and sisters of the Hajj caravan. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have arrived at my place of residence in the UAE. I realize that you will have to remain at the airport for approximately 8 hours. May Allah grant you patience and make your journey easy. Ameen. With great ease did we journey to Medina. Yet as we return, each footstep is heavier than the last. Crying we arrived and crying do we depart. After precious moments of closeness, we are now far from Medina. Sallu ala al-Habib
صلى الله على محمد. Number 29. Allah, I was not given a place in Jannat al-Baqi. I have now arrived at Bayt al-Baqi in Babel, Medina, Karachi. I have left Medina. Number 30. Haji Imran. From myself and Haji Ali, Jumu'ah Mubarak. My heart is so sorrowful at parting with Medina that I am unable to express it with words. My visit lasted just 2.5 days. Whatever tranquil moments I've had, I spent them all in Medina. How shall my broken heart now find peace in my homeland? Number 31. Allah, congratulations upon your journey to Medina. Please convey my salam and make dua for me, servant of Medina. A message for an Islamic brother headed to Medina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.